All right, welcome back into the 2025 Fan 5 Alarm Marathon presented by Allegiant Community Federal Credit Union, and we are live at the Upper St. Clair Volunteer Fire Department. We're brought to you by Charles Leach Insurance, Firehouse Subs, 1-800-BOARD-UP, and G.S. Jones Restoration, and the National Fire Sprinkler Association. We've got Harry Callis and Chris Muller here, and that's going to be your next 2 hours. And I'm excited to talk with Callis about whatever comes to mind. Maybe some Aaron Rodgers. Definitely some more Aaron Rodgers. But now that the Rodgers news has died down and we are officially in Mueller territory, which is FCC safe harbor zone, after 10 o'clock, you know, whatever happens, happens situation. I am, in fact, going to hatch, and that's why Adam Crowley is still sitting here.
Hello, friends.
I am going to hatch on Harry Callis, my Pittsburgh sports media, I'll call it my citizenship quiz. Now, inspired by the United States citizenship test, which, if you've never heard of it, is something obviously non-natural-born U.S. citizens have to take to become a citizen. The rub about this quiz is that it is very hard to pass for a U.S.-born person, just a natural-born U.S. citizen, because there are so many questions in it that essentially cover topics that Pittsburghers, that U.S. citizens take for granted. They might know, but they don't really think about. So if you want to be a citizen and you're not from here originally, it's a pretty tough ask. Now, my 20-question, fairly rapid-fire, sports media in Pittsburgh citizenship test for Harry Callis, who has occasionally displayed some gaps in his knowledge, is very simple and very straightforward. This is pass-fail, Harry. There are 20 questions. If you get at least 12 of them correct, you pass. Any less, you fail. Does failing mean anything for your career? No. Does passing mean anything for your career? No.
Thank goodness.
None of this has any bearing on anything that you're about to do in life. It's just to see how you do. I will also tell you that while I set this up as, ooh, the U.S. citizenship test is hard, this is not a hard test. Crowley took it. He got 19 out of 20.
I missed one. I'm an idiot.
He missed one. He kind of felt dumb about it. But it's in a sport that I think is in your wheelhouse. Callis, are you ready to do this?
Can I say just quickly?
Yeah.
I would like to say that I support you, and I believe in you, and I think you will get at least 13 correct.
Good PR for Crowley. He's making up for – he's balancing the universe.
He sees right through me, Chris.
All right, are you ready?
Yes.
First category, we're going to go with football. We're going to go through the whole category, then we'll switch to a new one. So it's going to be football, it's going to be baseball, it's going to be hockey, and then there's a pit slash miscellaneous. But I think it's essentially, as I look back at the questions I came up with, yeah, it's all pit. So it's just a pit category. All right. Callis, the Immaculate Reception is the most famous play in football history, most would argue. Who was the Steelers' opponent in the Immaculate Reception game?
The Oakland Raiders.
Callis, my friend, you are one for one.
We should have a round of applause
for
studio audience.
I'm going to make tally marks here. I'm going to make right, so R, wrong, and we're in the one. Okay. Callis, football question number two. Name the receiver who caught the winning touchdown pass in the Steelers' Super Bowl 43 win over the Arizona Cardinals.
It's Antonio Holmes.
Callis is two for two. Okay. Now, this one, I think the difficulty goes up a little bit here. Question three. Ben Roethlisberger's passer rating in the Steelers' Super Bowl 40 victory was the worst by a winning quarterback in the history of the game. Notably, Ben did not throw a touchdown pass. However, one Steelers player did throw one. Who was it?
Hines Ward?
Oh. Callis, that's incorrect. You got the wrong end of the connection there. It was Antoine Randall throwing to Hines Ward. That is one in the wrong column. But you're doing fine.
That's okay. You're around it.
Two for three as
neighborhood
a
play almost.
Two for three. Oh, yeah. I mean, it displayed an obvious knowledge of the play itself. Callis, question number four on your Pittsburgh sports media citizenship test. He needs 12 out of 20, 60% to pass. Currently, only three Pittsburgh Steelers have their number officially retired by the team. Name two of them.
Franco Harris.
That's one.
I don't think Bradshaw does. No, he doesn't, because we just talked about that on the morning show the other day. Terrible radio. Hold on. I got to go.
No, it's okay. I'll vamp for a little bit here.
All right.
He's got Franco Harris. He's done better than I thought. I mean, when he came right out of the shoot with Oakland Raiders, Crowley, I got uneasy.
Even the miss was on the fairway.
The miss, The miss was like, the miss was he just missed to the wrong side of the cup or something like that. He's got a downhill putt left.
Yes.
Kallis, I will put you on the clock, though, so we're going to go 10 count right now. 10.
Some would argue the greatest Steeler of all time.
9.
Most would argue.
8.
Joe Green,
he's got 3.
Let's go!
Folks, he's 3 of 4. He's cooking the
test. Let's go!
Okay,
75%?
For 80% on your football section, which I did not think was going to be your strong point. Which Pittsburgh area high school, or just Pittsburgh high school, did Pitt star and future NFL Hall of Famer Dan Marino attend?
The University of Pittsburgh.
No. Which Pittsburgh high school?
Oh, high school. Jeez, sorry. I thought, Sorry. No.
No, that doesn't count as a wrong answer, though. Right. We're going to let you re-answer. Which Pittsburgh high school did Pitt star and future NFL Hall of Famer Dan Marino attend?
I actually don't quite know this one, but I'm going to take a guess.
Okay.
And say Clairton.
He did not attend Clairton.
Drat.
He was not a Bear.
Okay.
All right.
Where'd he go?
I want to Central know. Catholic.
Drat. I feel like I should have known.
He said drat.
In curses.
Can I swear? It's after 10 o'clock.
No, you can't.
You said drat, which I think is just tremendous.
Very easy, by the way, to donate to our Fan 5 Alarm Marathon. Text the word FIRE, F-I-R-E, to 412-207-3456. That's 3456. On the Don's Appliance text to donate line or go to 937thefan.com. Very easy at 937thefan.com to find your way to a donation link. All right, baseball. Here we go. This one's a little tough to start. I think they get easier as they go here. The Atlanta Braves ended the Pirates World Series hopes in heartbreaking fashion in game seven, of the 1992 NLCS. Former Pirates Sid Bream scored the winning run for the Braves. Name the Atlanta batter who drove him in.
This is the one that I missed.
This is the hard one.
And it's embarrassing.
It's a hard one.
For me, it's embarrassing.
The Atlanta batter who hit the game, got the game-winning hit to knock in Sid Bream.
Yeah, I don't really know the Braves from back then. Not what? Oh, sorry. Who hit the ball? Drat, I don't know.
I'm going to mark that as a wrong answer. You're still batting 500 here.
Who was it?
Francisco Cabrera.
I would like to redeem.
He was a no name. Now, if I had asked who scored the winning run, would you have known?
Yeah, Bruce? I knew.
Okay, I had to make that one a little tougher. Question number 2: Paul Skeens finished 3rd in the National League Cy Young voting in 2024. Name the last Pirates pitcher to win the Cy Young award.
Wasn't Gerrit Cole? He finished not first in 2015.
He did not win.
I know that. Doug Drabik.
That is
Let's
correct,
go!
Kallis.
Let's go!
In 1990.
Let's go!
I knew that from a video game.
Kallis, question 3 of the baseball portion of your Pittsburgh sports media citizenship test. The 1979 World Series champion Pirates adopted a popular disco song by Sister Sledge as their team anthem. What was the name of that song, which then became the name of those Pirates?
We Are Family.
Kallis, 5 correct. He is almost halfway home.
And a well-put-together test, I must say.
Thank you.
This feels well thought out.
Question number 4. This player, nicknamed the Flying Dutchman, is
Miles
not...
Miles Wagner.
6. Now we are halfway home.
Save time there.
Question 5. We're on premises here. This is appropriate. This affable Upper St. Clair graduate, known as the Mayor on account of his habit of making friendly chatter with opposing base runners, holds the distinction of having hit the first regular season home run in the history of PNC Park. Unfortunately, he did it for the visiting Cincinnati Reds. Who is he?
Sean Casey.
Mama, there goes that man again. Harold
Kallis. I thought you were going with Ozzy, Mama, I'm Coming Home, which wouldn't have applied, but it's a great song.
Okay, Kallis, it's good. You have 7 correct answers right now.
You're 7 and 3.
But I think
But
I think you needed to bank some of them because we are approaching a sport that I do not believe is your strength.
Correct.
Hockey.
Yep.
Kallis, the Penguins won their first Stanley Cup in 1991. Yep. What team did they beat to accomplish this feat? A hint. This team later moved to a new city where they still reside and play. Very key thing here. I need the name of the team and the location of the team where they were in 1991, not where they are today.
I actually not a clue, but I want to guess. But I can't guess because I don't know that much about the NHL, so I'm just going to pass. Don't know.
The Minnesota North Stars, who later became the Dallas Stars.
There's not even a chance in hell I would have gotten that.
That's the hardest hockey question,
it
I
is.
Think, for you. There's a couple layups here, and I think you got a shot at this. Mario Lemieux quite famously wore the number 66. Which other all-time Penguins great recently saw his number 68 retired by the team?
Jaromír Jágr.
That is correct, Callis. You have 8 correct.
Someone just drove by and screamed out their window, North Stars.
Baby, it's the power of the radio station. It's the power of 93.7, the fan. What can I say?
And the delay, which is wonderful.
Awesome. Wonderful?
That's what my daughter says.
Awesome. Oh, okay. I thought you were just drunk.
Yep.
Question 3. Callis,
by
the
sons.
Way, Callis, by the way, needs 12 correct out of 20 to pass my test. Callis is at 8. Which legendary Penguins broadcaster, known for his unusual and memorable goal calls, tragically passed away this past February?
Mike Lang.
That is 9 for Callis. I think this one gets harder, though.
Okay.
I think
that's
this
what she
is.
Said.
This one comes. This one comes. That's what. Oh, yeah, forget it. Forget it. When the Penguins won back-to-back Stanley Cups in 2016 and 2017, Callis, which goalie was in net for each cup-clinching victory?
Can I help it
years?
All? Can I help it
no,
all?
No, no, no. I know it. Matt Murray.
Ah! Let's go, folks. This is. It's getting late, early out there for me. He's at 10. He needs 12. He's got 6 questions to go. He has acquitted himself very well.
My help was going to be, it's probably not the guy that you were thinking of, but it clearly.
No, because Fleury definitely didn't. I know that. There was a whole thing in 2017. Anyway.
My man.
Which Penguins role player to finish out hockey scored both goals in the team's 2-1 win over the Detroit Red Wings, excuse me, in Game 7 of the 2009 Stanley Cup Final? Mackie just said no way under his breath.
Is Red Wings what your son
Red Wings.
Calls the Red Wings?
Was it Brooks Orpik?
No. Oh. If Brooks Orpik scored 2 goals to win a Stanley Cup Game 7 2-1, they would put that in the Louvre.
Why would I say Hampton?
I don't know.
Talbots, that's their nickname, Max Talbot.
Oh.
Superstar treatment. All right.
Okay.
Callis, we're right where I want to be. You go
Remember that?
You go 2 of 5 here, you're going to win.
No, I hope I don't blow it like
this.
Pitt did
the category here is Pitt.
You lost.
But it involves – hold on, Callis. It involves Pitt people. It might the answer might not be like an exactly a Pitt thing. That's all I'm going to tell you. Okay. Question 1. This Hopewell High School star's decorated career included a Heisman Trophy, college national championship, Super Bowl title, and enshrinement in both the College and Pro Football Hall of Fames. Who is he?
Wow.
That was a horrifying
he
sounding.
Was a
that was a tragic sounding laugh. What was that?
Well, Dan Marino never won a Super Bowl.
And he didn't go to Hopewell. You just found out earlier
really
in this.
Central Catholic. Oh, man.
Yeah, you found out he didn't go to Hopewell.
Yeah, you're right. So it couldn't be him, right? So we're process of elimination here. That's one of the.
Yeah. Oh, no. You're processing all right, and you are eliminating.
Shady McCoy.
Incorrect. Tony Dorsett.
Do we think McCoy gets into the Hall?
I think he has a pretty good case. He's an all-decade running back. I think he's got a real case. This is setting up. Now, it would take Callis getting this question correct to set up a potentially unbelievable clincher. Question 2. The most successful Pitt basketball team of Jamie Dixon's tenure grabbed a number 1 seed in the 2009 NCAA tournament, only to lose to Villanova on a heartbreaking buzzer beater in the Elite Eight. Which all-time Pittsburgh sports villain hit that shot?
One of my favorite players of all time.
Shut up. I was in a bar in Chicago immediately ordering shots after that happened.
Me too, in celebration.
Shut up.
Nope, there's not even.
Scotty Reynolds.
Yeah, didn't win. No,
okay.
Nope.
All right, now we're getting right to a point here where.
Is this
it? We have question 13 or question 9.
All right, Jeff.
Funny you should ask, Jeff.
Real quick, guys, I don't know if you guys were out here. Callis was meandering and hemming and hawing, trying to get an answer. And because there's a delay, Callis literally took a stab at the answer as someone is driving by, window rolled down, screaming the correct answer to Nicholas Harry Callis. It was unbelievable.
Screaming Minnesota North Stars at the top of their lungs. Question number 3 of the Pitt category. Callis, I'm not going to put extra pressure on you, but if you get this wrong, somebody within 5 to 10 feet of you is going to be deeply hurt and upset by it. What NFL team was former Pitt All-America and your current co-worker, Doran Dickerson, drafted by in 2010? Doran, I need you to turn around and not look at him.
Oh, man.
You cannot help him.
Oh, Harry.
What team was former Pitt All-America? I believe he was technically drafted and given a wide receiver number, but he does hold the combine record for tight end 40 time. What NFL team drafted Doran in 2010?
So I want to say the Lions, but that's not true, and I don't believe it was the Patriots. I want to say the Houston Texans.
Oh, yeah! My God! Let's go! If you could see Doran before Callis answered, his shoulders slumped a little. There was a sense of I could feel pain washing over him emotionally. When Callis pulled the Texans out of the hat, it was like he won the lottery. The friend lottery.
I knew that, yes. I remember.
Wow. Oh, you gold-bricked us. Great.
And not only that, he got it right, and then it was more right because he was naming other teams that Doran played for.
I'm flipping the order of the next two here because I feel like he's going to get number four, and I'm going to jump to five. And
is he at 12 right
he's
now?
He's at 11 right now.
Oh, my.
It is truly you-know-what cutting time.
So he gets two, he goes over the number.
If he goes one for two, he wins.
Okay.
Current Pitt basketball coach Jeff Capel played his college basketball at what school? Now one of Pitt's ACC opponents.
UNC. No.
Tragic. Duke.
Ah, Duke.
Yes. Yes, ah, Duke. All right, it all comes down to this. It all comes down to this.
So wait, it was Michael Jordan that played at UNC.
Yes, you've got it finally figured out here.
Jeez. It's a 3-2 count, Henry Davis to the plate.
All right.
Hopefully it's not that umpire that got called up.
This Pitt running back, and this is for all the marbles, you get it right, you win, you pass, you get it wrong, you fail. It has no bearing on your career, but it is compelling radio in my opinion. This Pitt running back beat cancer, was a key part of the last Pitt team to beat Penn State, was drafted by the Steelers, and now plays for the Arizona Cardinals. Who is he?
The chair gave out underneath him.
James Conner! Yay! Yay! I broke another chair at the buzzer! Woo!
Who's back in the studio right now?
Joel Nelson.
Joel, if you could please cut that, because I feel like we're going to play all the overnight highlights tomorrow morning. That one's going to be tough to beat.
Gotcha.
He beats the citizenship quiz with a buzzer beater, and in typical Harry Callis fashion, even though he has lost 56 pounds, breaks a chair.
It's the most Chris Farley thing that anybody who's not Chris Farley could do.
He broke two chairs today.
Harry, congratulations. I'll be very honest. I didn't think you had it in you.
See, it's people that don't have faith, and then I just pull it out of my rear end, baby.
Some of us believed in Harry Callis.
Good PR for Crowley. Very good. Thanks for being here, Crowley.
Congratulations on all your success.
I'm still skeptical of you and all of your attitudes.
All right. We got to take a break. We're way over time. This is the Fan 5 Alarm Marathon. It is very easy to donate. Text the word FIRE, F-I-R-E, to 412-207-3456, 3456. You can also, to donate, go online, or you can throw it right in the booth. Thank you, sir. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
Like his haircut, too. He's bald like me. Go online, 937thefan.com. We'll be right back. Callis, who has now passed his Pittsburgh Sports Media Citizenship Quiz, and Chris Muller on 937 The Fan.